you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, hey. I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Here, we might be on. God damn it, ladies and gentlemen, it's already starting. Our levels weren't showing up, so if I've sounded like an idiot for the past couple of minutes, hey, just wait for the next couple of hours. Sorry for the aborted stop, ladies and gentlemen. There certainly won't be a lot of aborting going on anytime in the near future. This is Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. here on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7 for your ear holes. Or perhaps you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, whatever substance you're on, whatever you're using to recover. We appreciate the hell out of your listenership. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Day one of La Resistance.
Oh, oui, oui. It fuck Trump.
My name's Patrick Vile.
I'm Ryan Pfeiffer.
Thanks for joining us, ladies and germs. Like I said, are going to be here for the next couple of hours. I need Ryan to talk a little bit. So test, I can test. Check his levels.
Sorry about that. I was just checking the stream on my phone and. Oh, really? Okay. Hey, what's up, everybody? I don't know. Can we talk? What do we want? I don't want to talk about it, you know?
Fuck it.
Fuck these alt-right motherfuckers, too. I'm tired of everybody on Facebook blaming of the libs, blaming of the Dems. Fuck you. It's these alt-right racist motherfuckers that made this happen, and their fucking ignorance. That's what got this guy fucking elected.
Wait, are you talking about the guys that...
the election. I'm talking about all the...
Well, yeah. But I mean, the Bernie bros?
No.
Because the Bernie bros
I'm talking about the racists that Trump appealed to that came out and voted for him and all the idiots.
Right.
That's who I blame. I mean, I don't know.
Many factors. Many factors, including, obviously, a shitty polling system.
God.
All around. Inexplicably, if you don't know what we're talking about, Donald J. Trump is the president-elect of the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen.
God, if you don't know, I'm jealous.
Right. Please share whatever substance you have that causes you to not have known yet that Donald J. Trump is president-elect. Nobody could have predicted. I mean, how many times throughout this whole debacle have people said, nobody could predict this. Nobody could predict this.
A million
nobody
times.
Could predict this.
A million fucking times.
And all along the way, everybody, including us, was wrong. He's not going to win the primary.
Yeah.
He's not going to do well. It's not going to be close.
Fire up that fucking buzzer.
Yeah. And that Hillary's going to win bigly. And that was a big fucking... fail.
Yeah.
So right. I guess we underestimated a lot. You know, it's a bunch of factors. A lot of Dems, like, not Dems, a lot of progressives like us that voted Dem.
Yeah.
To try to avoid this.
Yeah.
Are pointing the fingers at our millennial friends.
Sure. Sure.
Who were probably Obama fans the last time around, but who got very disillusioned through this whole process, may have been Bernie people who decided to sit out or vote third party.
How stupid. How fucking stupid.
I guess if you take away, if you just do the maths, I don't know if in individual states and everything, but just going by the national vote, if you do take Gary Johnson out of the race, then Hillary wins by bigly. But
it's like you gotta just, everybody's so fucking stupid. I don't know what else to.
Yeah, I mean, they stupidity. Underestimated. They were right about, I guess, this quiet, angry white tsunami that is disillusioned. It's, I guess, a lot of these Reagan Democrats, which I still can't imagine that term fucking exists.
Fucking go to Colorado and kill yourself.
But, I just don't. I guess these Reagan Democrats disillusioned, and the Rust Belt, they kind of blame, they successfully convinced those people to blame the Democrats and Hillary Clinton specifically, and that Negro in the White House, who they're now going to do their damnedest to erase everything.
How
did.
Can they not? I mean, really, there's not. They have the House, they have the Senate, and they have the White House.
I mean, they don't have a mandate. And I didn't see the final numbers. Did Schindler win the popular vote?
No, he did not. I thought Hillary won it.
That's true. She did. According to the numbers I see right now, he had 279 electoral votes to her 228. And, but she wins the popular vote. What I'm seeing here by a few hundred thousand votes. So
it's insane, man.
If he claims a mandate, and some of these Trumpanzees online are, like I said, claiming a mandate. All of a sudden, that's it. We've got the country. The country has spoken. Well, no, really kind of didn't. I mean,
it did not speak.
It spoke louder than we thought it would.
He doesn't speak for me. That's not my fucking president. Well, I didn't vote for that fuckstick.
Yeah, interesting you say that, because trending for most of the morning, I think it may finally be waning now, but last night it started trending, and this morning it is now trending. It was trending still number one for the longest time. Hashtag not my president.
Yeah, right?
Doesn't bode well for the handoff, so to speak. And then, of course, Hillary's speech was gracious, and we've got to work together, and we've got to.
No, we don't.
She was saying we got to give him a chance to govern. Obama went out to the Rose Garden with Jolton Joe Biden standing next to him, and equally as gracious, but. You know, a lot of these Trump supporters online are really being fucking.
They're being assholes.
Horrendous assholes. Like, there was one tweet. I'm not sure if it was Ann Coulter or not. I got to see her. If it was Ann Coulter, if it was spelled wrong, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it was one of those close parody accounts that sometimes fool you. But
irritating.
Somebody tweeted that just saw Hillary's. Concession speech her concession speech, and in the name of camaraderie or whatever, I'm still saying lock her up.
God, you know, I know it's not like you have to say, yeah, of course he's going to get a chance to govern. What are we going to do? You have to sit there, you have to take it, you have to bend over, because this is what the alt-right, these white supremacists, have somehow set up for us. But I tell you what, fuck him. God, fuck him. I just think about friends and all my Latino friends. And the fucking... how about that guy? How about that reporter?
The disabled guy,
fucking reporter.
Well, what about NATO?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Yeah, what about that?
What about NATO? What about... and the Supreme Court? I really don't... I don't know. I'm trying not to blame the third party voters. I'm really trying hard.
You can blame them. You can blame them.
But I mean, with the clear binary choice here, if you're a progressive, I just really don't understand how you could have helped allow this to happen, because it's going to be a setback. Even if you eventually, they're saying, oh, well, we're going to now coalesce together and we're going to take everything back. If we recover from the damage,
I don't want to coalesce with those people. I don't want to coalesce with the party of racism.
No, no, no. With the Bernie bros.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry. The Bernie or Busters.
Ugh.
The Dem Exits one.
Vomitist.
And
Vomitist.
With whom we agree, I think, on most of the issues. But I just don't understand how putting a gun to your head and pulling the trigger helps.
It doesn't help. You know,
it's going to
help
the ultimate cause stay alive.
Right.
It's if you can live to fight another day, that's one thing. Hillary was not going to roll back Roe versus Wade.
No.
Hillary would not roll back LGBT rights.
Right.
Those are real possibilities now. Very real possibilities. In fact, the Roe v. Wade thing, Mike Pence is probably fucked his wife 14 times in the last 12 hours.
Gross.
Because of the hard-on he's got for taking the rights away from women to have the right to choose.
Oh, God, man. I feel like this is a time when, I don't know, as libs, we all need to be a lot less tolerant of our friends who say racist shit and homophobic shit. I'm sorry. I think we have to be hard on those people because they've now been emboldened. They feel like they can fucking say that. They can say that racist shit.
Well, the Brexit hate crimes skyrocketed like 400% after the Brexit in Britain because, just what you said, these people are emboldened. Now, the fucking alt-right, and I'm not just talking about the normal rank-and-file dumb Republicans who are fleeced to believe that economically Trump, their orange daddy, is going to somehow miraculously reopen their steel plant. Ain't going to happen. Or is somehow going to miraculously reopen their coal mine. It ain't going to happen. Because it ain't profitable.
Right.
It's just, yeah. And then they vote there against their best interest. I guess we'll see. The rest of us now are fucked. The rest of us have to suffer.
Get angry, man. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I see a lot of libs being all kumbaya-y and trying to say, hey, let's give this a chance. But what do you mean? What does that mean? I have to tolerate bullshit?
Right. Sean Donovan, the host of the 9-part miniseries that we run continuously here on the network.
Sean should do a fucking show.
Democracy How? Sean's gone full commie and full Marxist.
Yeah.
And he's basically saying the same thing. He's like, now all the libs are reaching out kumbaya. He's like, that's not going to get anything done.
That's not
going
to
reverse
want.
The system of capitalism. I mean, Sean's, you know, ready for the violent revolution.
But
the
people that elected
pigs.
Trump hate gay people. They hate people of color.
A lot of them.
Many of
or
them.
Or they're okay with it. With the hatred of people of color. And they're selfish, and they voted just for what they think are their best interests. Trump's going to give me a job.
Yeah.
Because they ultimately don't really give. They live in a lily white suburb of Philadelphia.
Right.
A blue collar suburb. And
due to technical difficulties, we join crab diving already in progress.
If you are listening to us live, we apologize for the delays and the spurts and the stops and starts. We're having some fits over here. If you're listening as a podcast, you won't even notice it because I'm going to edit that shit.
Thank you for listening. Yeah. And go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Buy something. We get a kickback. We get paid.
Yeah, we could buy a new sound
computer.
System for the computer. Yeah, a new computer
new
to run the
software.
Sound system. And stuff like that. So, yeah, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy for that session, we get a little taste, a little nibble. Doesn't cost you anything. It just helps us out here with Screaming Liberal Media. Like I said before, day one of La Resistance.
Oh, oui, oui. Fuck Trump. Not my president. He's not my president.
Because we're really just going to have to start loin girding.
Yes.
And prepare for
assault? Because
it is not time to be nice. It is not time to be nice.
Ugh. Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah,
I kind of
tend to agree. Not that we're exactly the warmest, fuzziest show out there on the planet, but yeah, I don't think we
It all right. Dude, imagine you got a friend who is mentally disabled or whatever. This guy is making it all right for people to call him retarded. This guy is making it all right for to use a gay slur.
Right.
That's the environment he fosters.
So many things wrong.
It's
I feel
it's
like
nothing.
A supermodel except like times 10.
You're a piece of he's a piece of shit.
And you know, every little layer of the onion when they start talking about it, we joked a couple of days ago about the possible cabinet choices that were the names that were being floated. And now we're fucking,
oh my God,
facing Newt Gingrich somehow representing our country. Rudy fucking Giuliani.
Stop and frisk.
Right.
Stop and frisk.
I mean, we were talking earlier offline.
Crab diving offline.
Ultimately, you know, if it's is it going to affect our day-to-day life, I don't know.
No.
That much.
We're white.
Just, and our, yeah, and the jobs that we have are industry jobs that are kind
of. It's not going to affect
work
us.
From home. Yeah, you yeah. We're not, I mean? We're not going to really, hopefully, unless it goes full fascist.
No one's pulling me over.
And unless they get. They come for us because we do this.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, it's really not. But goddamn, I got gay friends. I got black friends. I've got Muslim friends. I've got brown friends. I've got Mexican friends. I've got
you have friends that have inside fun parts.
Yes. Yeah, I do know. Imagine a vagina or two.
Imagine
that they have more than one vagina. That right. I know one more person with vaginas.
That's true. Imagine you came out against Donald Trump and you said, hey, listen, this guy sexually assaulted me. And you spoke out against him. You had the nerve, the courage to do that.
Well, I'm sure.
And now he's fucking president.
I'm sure there's a bunch of people out there who think, well, they're going to round up those bitches and throw them in jail for lying about the Uberführer.
Oh, absolutely.
At Trump's surprisingly gracious acceptance speech.
Fuck him.
An asshole in the audience yelled, kill Obama.
Right.
Kill Obama.
That's the...
So there you go. Now, does Trump think he's just going to be able to walk back all the... Even if this is the great fleecing of America and Donald Trump just to stroke his own tiny little ego... has done this, and he's going to be his own man. You know, some people were saying today, look, throughout this whole campaign, nobody's been able to contradict him. Even if they tell him,
right.
Look, you can't do this, Trump always does what Trump wants to do. You think that's going to change in the White House?
Fuck no. You it's going to get worse.
Right. And but then he's going to have, hopefully, sane people in Congress saying, well, you know, we have laws against that. You can't. We do that. You can't levy a 30% tax on all imports. We got to kind of do that here at Congress. That's one of the things that little constitution that you allegedly revere gives to the Congress. And then he's going to throw a little man baby tantrum.
Fit. He's going to throw a fit.
And he's going to want to grab more power.
Absolutely.
Well, we got to fix that. Look, everybody, they're not letting me make America great again.
You know, when you have a candidate that appeals to our dumbest, to the fucking idiots of our fucking society, you know what happens? We get lied into wars. It just fucking happened. And God damn it, Jesus Christ, he just slipped in there. We're so fucking lazy. We are so fucking lazy. God, and you know, I think about like, when I hear people say shitty things and racist things and things that bother me, and you know, I don't speak up because, hey, I don't want to be rude. Fuck that. I'm being rude. I don't give a fuck anymore. I'm unfriending people from Facebook, but it sounds so fucking pussy. But this fucking racism and this xenophobia shit, we just can't suffer that bullshit anymore. You got to call people out on it.
I'm hoping, you know, I don't know, maybe... Maybe Susan Sarandon was right.
No.
Maybe
that's not a road to go down.
I know, but now that's our only hope, is that things will be so bad, or people will be so outraged, hopefully before they get yes. so bad.
Yeah, yeah.
That
yeah, yeah.
we will shake the fuck out of this thing. And right. and
meaning what? We won't.
Well, in 2 years, flip the Senate, flip right. the House to really tell Trump to go fuck himself if he's still in office at that point and hasn't been impeached. And we then have Ayatollah Pence
right.
as our president.
We have that, right? I mean, kind of we have that.
Do we? I don't know. That's the thing is, we don't. That's why I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy, half full glass guy, but we don't know about Trump. We know about Pence. Pence, still, I'll tell you, is the more frightening prospect Absolutely. Of being anywhere near this process
but what
to
we
me
know.
Than Trump. Trump is a buffoon, is an idiot. I'm hoping that the system, if they leave it in place,
yes,
will curtail that a little. As much as the...
But we know Trump wants a very active vice president.
Right, but there's still the restrictions of our system in yes. the offices. There's,
right.
there's the SCOTUS, and then there's the Congresses. And the Congresses ain't exactly... They ain't all on great terms with even though the GOP is in charge, this rift that has happened where it's Trumpism and old Republicanism in the party ain't going away. And Trump's not going to be able to purge
God.
the Congress and suddenly have all people who lick his orange sphincter.
Were we lulled to sleep by this, we go high, they go low, we go high? Were we lulled to sleep by that? Because that didn't fucking work at all.
It's a perfect storm.
Didn't work.
It's a perfect storm. I think the only person we could have put up that would have lost to Donald J. Trump is Hillary Clinton. Maybe I'd be wrong, but we don't know what Bernie under the harsh full assault and giant microscope of the Republican hate machine.
He's Jewish.
What he would have? Well, right.
He would have lost. And you know,
a Jewish socialist who talks like this.
Right, and he's. Trump awoken a very racist, violent, angry, stupid dragon. These people are racist and they're stupid and they're fucking ignorant and they're vocal and apparently they fucking vote. I know there's lots of blame to spread around on this thing with the Democrats. I agree, man. I think putting up Hillary maybe wasn't a fucking good idea. But I tell you this, man, more than anything, we can blame the shit on the fucking racists in this country. The racists. Ugh.
Oh, yeah. Right. There's that. It definitely, I saw a couple of things today where they're talking about how history, as far as race relations in this country, there's always, they call it the blacklash, they were calling it online, yeah. where, okay, we had that little Civil War thing, the slaves got freed, and then we had the Reconstruction. And then they had Jim Crow laws. Then things yes. went tits up in the other direction. There was a white lash,
right.
I don't know, of anti-race progress wave here in the United States. Happened again in the 50s.
Yeah.
They had all the strides in the 50s and 60s. And look what we get now.
God damn it. Imagine if you're Muslim and you live here.
I can't. Somebody on the social media said that her mother, she's Muslim, and her
right.
mother called her, who is the most religious person she knows, and said, stop wearing the hijab.
Yeah. Oh, I saw that.
Stop wearing the hijab.
She's right.
That's a smart thing to do.
It is. Because
this heinous, vile atmosphere that has been created in this country.
These alt-right fuckers are violent. They are violent, and they are armed, and they are dickheads, and they don't give a fuck.
Right.
They don't care. They're emboldened. If we thought it was bad before, imagine now they have a president that said, hey, all that racism and all that bullshit that you used to be embarrassed about, at least, wear it on your fucking sleeve. Who cares? You're accepted. I'm seeing it on Facebook. Lots of shit like, hey, Trump got elected. I'm looking forward to getting all these illegals out of my fucking country.
Oh, great. Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Good luck when that happens. And then we'll see if Trump, how much, when does it turn, when do they turn on Trump?
They will when
because it took us liberals, and we're nice.
Yeah.
And
well, not anymore.
And we're not racist, but it took us a couple years to start questioning Obama.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are you doing? What's happening?
Obama fucked up.
Why isn't this happening? Why are you being nice to these people was the problem.
Don't be nice to these people anymore.
And there's reports I saw today that the Obama election people were telling the Clinton campaign in the last month, You gotta focus on the Midwest. You gotta go there. You gotta go to Wisconsin. You gotta go to Michigan. Yeah. You gotta go to Ohio. And that the Clinton, they were like, no, we know what we're doing. I don't know if that's true or not, these reports, but that's one of the reports that the Clinton just didn't run a great campaign.
And it doesn't make any, I guess, I don't know.
It's a perfect storm, though. Clinton didn't run a great campaign. She's got 30 years of dried shit stuck to her, whether or not it's deserved.
Doesn't matter. She lost.
Right.
She fucking lost.
Would she have been my first candidate throughout all this? No.
No.
You look at voting, you look at the views and everything. Bernie was the dude. And if Jill Stein hadn't turned out to be kind of daffy and crazy, and I lost my kind of respect for the green machine process. All of my issues are green.
Yeah.
Every single one of the issues I kind of agree with are Green Party.
The lesson is no more emotional choices. You know, the Dems got to put up somebody who will fucking win no matter what. They should have ran Biden. That should have been their guy. That's who they should have fucking ran, man.
Yeah. I mean, he was a little busy.
Too fucking bad.
Grieving for its dead son. What do you mean,
too
fucking bad?
Too fucking bad. Run. This is insane. I don't mean that, but you know what I mean. Fuck.
Don't think that's not going through his head, probably. He's probably standing there thinking,
losing his fucking mind.
Holy fucking shit. We're replacing Barack Obama with Donald Trump. We're replacing Michelle Obama with Melania.
It's insane. And think about Mike Pence.
Oh.
That guy is anti-gay. I mean that's the fucking the pizza people. They didn't want to deliver pizza there, cater a gay wedding or something. That's his state. That's who he is, right? That's the person.
Yeah.
What a piece of shit, honestly. Ugh.
So there, I mean, you know, we could dissect it. Why?
There's no reason to. I think the only thing the libs can do right now is like quit the infighting, quit blaming other people, quit blaming whoever decided, just blame these fucking racists.
Well, and man the barricades, maybe literally, but definitely figuratively, that organize and make sure that
your
in 2 years'
vote.
Time, you get out. And you elect progressive dog catchers. You elect progressive everything. You take you got to do what they did. You know, cut out the foundation of the party.
And quit this high road shit. Quit this high road shit because they are not doing that. They use religion and they use racism to get what they fucking want.
Well, yeah, but because we're not religious extremists and not racist. But by definition, we have the high road.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
We're doing the high road.
But don't be afraid. I mean, don't you think we don't shame these people for their ignorance? We want to respect their beliefs.
Yeah, that's part of the media.
But they're
fuck
racist.
Fuck the media. Fuck the media.
Jimmy Fallon.
The lamestream media that still presented the extreme right wing views of
Morning
many
Joe.
As an equal and opposite view. I still don't believe the vast majority. I still don't believe a number of the people that voted Trump are horrible racist xenophobes. I think there's a lot that were former Democrats that voted for progressive issues before, but that are voting completely self-interest, deluded self-interest on the economy. And that's one of the things that maybe her campaign did wrong too. Maybe they, you know, they said he goes low, we go high.
Right.
And then she would go low.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, she would say, "Hey, we can't do this. When he goes low, we go high. He's the worst person. He grabs pussies." I mean, she was going low. If she would have said, "Look, this is one of the most heinous humans they've put forward."
Yeah.
Regardless of that, let's just talk about Republican issues.
That's true.
They want to do this. They want to do that. They want to do this. They want to do that. Here's their platform. Here's their platform. We can't do this.
I just can't imagine. I guess there is the Trump voter out there that's not a racist. I just don't see it. It's hard for me to see because it's, I mean.
Well, they're an enabler.
Or they're in denial or something because they're just totally. I just don't know how, if you have a heart, how you vote for him. I don't get it. It is he punches down the shit he said. Horrible things in front of people under a microscope when he didn't misspeak.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Please clap.
I mean, he sat up there that rally and he did the gesture where he's making fun of the disabled person.
It is a whole,
he made.
Well, and just think, we're going to get 4 more years of highlight clips.
Oh my God.
He's not running for another couple of years.
Yeah.
So we're going to get slightly unfettered, Don.
Guy, you know, I hope the Democrats, I hope they have somebody well-spoken, and I hope they have somebody fucking mean as fuck to run.
I guess
mean.
If we want to, again, do the silver lining thing, if we're going to allow fascism to at least put the tip in.
Right.
Before we figure out, get the hell out of there. At least it's going to be this doddering buffoon.
Yeah.
And not a really smart, evil fascist.
Right.
Who would use these sentiments to really turn us into what's going on in Poland. Or really turn us into what's going on in...
is this not that?
In Turkey.
Are we not there yet? We're not there?
I don't know. We don't know. He's a big question mark.
I just can't. I don't. Oh, God, I can't believe everybody's so fucking stupid.
The Republicans, I'm sure, think he's just going to, as long as you throw him a bonbon and put him on TV once in a while and tell him how great he is.
He'll do whatever.
That he'll just sign whatever they send him.
Why wouldn't he?
I don't know. I don't know. That he might. He's also very worried about people liking him.
That's true. Well, then that's scary.
And if you can get through to the gray matter in there, if there is any, he knows. He can look at the numbers and see he lost the popular vote. He lost the popular vote. So him to think, he can't think in his head, I won bigly.
Yeah.
I get to do whatever I want. So maybe in his head he might think, I got to work with the other side.
Yeah.
And there are people who don't want a cork put in their vagina once semen has been shot in there.
Yes.
And they are forced to have whatever comes out. There are people who don't. Well, we're fucked for climate change because now we have Pence and Trump.
They don't believe anything.
Trump thinks it's a hoax. Trump, we have a president that thinks climate change is a hoax.
He bought a Tim Tebow helmet with his foundation money.
And so that's where we're fucked.
We're fucked in all around. I mean, it's so depressing.
Because they're going to go after the EPA.
Yeah.
They're going to go after,
everything.
They're going to deregulate everything.
You know, maybe the Dems should.
People are going to get poorer.
Oh, boy. Yes. Great. I mean, maybe the Dems, you're right, man. Maybe the Libs, we should be totally ashamed of ourselves. I mean, we put up a flawed candidate. We knew. Everybody knew that this was not the perfect candidate and we had better choices, but we did it anyway.
Well, we tried.
Because why? Because we wanted to see the first female
because
president.
Because there's a lot of old Democrats out there who still get cramps in nether regions when the word socialism is said. Or because they equate it with communism. And there are a lot of old Democrats who are fucking racist.
You know, maybe we just felt right.
And there are old Democrats who are xenophobic.
And,
hey, if
and
you're one of those, fuck you.
Trump,
get out.
Trump hit the hot button of every marginalized, in their minds, group. Yes. And now we'll see if he can. He can't deliver. He can't deliver without ripping up the Constitution, declaring martial law, and just turning into just
what
a blatant
about
dictator. Everything he has promised, he will not be able to do without.
What about the deportations?
No.
What about the wall?
They're going.
God damn it. I hope these fucking assholes lose their mind when these morons. They are. They will lose their mind when he can't do this. I want to see. I wonder what happens.
He's going to have a big ceremony and they're going to put up like 5 miles of wall somewhere.
So fucking stupid.
And he's going to have a big primetime special.
Absolutely. And they'll love it.
Here's the wall.
God.
He's going to put glass parts in it so that the Mexicans on the other side can come up and put their hands on it like at a zoo.
This is what happens when when you empower the dumbest, most ignorant of our society. The dipshits. He got out the dipshits. The dipshits came out and voted. The racist fucking dipshits.
Ignorant.
Hateful.
Yeah.
Fucking hateful. Sexist.
They're unengaged for 3 years and 11 months.
The hypocrisy.
In politics and the rest of the country. And then they vote whatever someone tells them they want to hear. And they only vote for themselves.
Right. Imagine if Donald Trump did to your sister or your mom or your wife what he did to so many other women. You'd beat the fuck out of him. But you voted for him. How dare you? You're disgusting.
Those are lies. They paid those women.
Yeah.
Those women wanted fame. How's that going for them?
Oh, yeah.
Half
I,
of them
fuck.
Had to leave the country, right? Because
it's a,
of all
it's,
the
it's
death
a fucking,
threats.
It's like spitting in their face. They came out. It took a lot of courage, a lot of guts. And they told their fucking story. And this is what the voters did for them. This is what America did for them. Nothing. It's unreal.
Yeah, I saw several versions of the same kind of theme tweet, but basically it said if you're not a person of color, if you're not disabled, if you're not LGBT, if you're not a Muslim, if you're not an immigrant, you do not get to You do not get to complain that we're upset, about what happened last night.
Yeah. What are you
basically saying? Shut the fuck up, white people. You don't get it.
Well, yeah, we failed. Listen, the Democrats failed the LGBT and they failed minorities. Yeah. They did. They failed them. So now what as Democrats, as libs, Jesus Christ, do you just count on their votes from here on out?
Well,
you take them for granted?
What I would like to see happen is that the Bernie people who aren't fucking assholes.
Yeah.
And the libertarians who aren't fucking assholes and we'll take over and us in, you know, the kind of, I don't know, God, I don't think we're moderates in the least bit.
We're not moderates.
But we're not extremists either. We're not, we didn't say Bernie or bust.
No, of course not.
But I'm hoping that instead of trying to coalesce and form this say fuck the Democratic Party and let's grow this Green Party, let's do what the Trumpalos did, what the Trump cancer did to the GOP. Let's take that fucker over. They've already got the infrastructure, they've already got offices, they've already got gazillions of dollars. Why would we battle to try to empower a third party that's had a hard time? I don't even think she got 5% of the vote, which means no money, no matching funds in the next election. So,
yeah, why are we looking toward a third party? So, what's wrong with the libs? What's wrong with the Dems?
Well, that's it. Why now we need to bring the angry Bernie people back into the fold, under the Democrat umbrella, because. Or these first, you know, these first time voters and shit. Because I just think that's where the infrastructure is, the power is right now. And then work to,
you know, tear this motherfucker apart from the inside.
I do blame these Bernie bros for this Hillary derangement syndrome and their fucking sexism. They did a lot. They did a lot to undermine her for no fucking reason.
Also, how much of that is Russian?
Shit, I don't know.
I mean, you were online the whole time. How much of the people that we were battling with was did we turn know. Out? It turns out you look at their profile and there ain't a lot there. So
hey, and
obviously
what about
there's
that?
Some social media den somewhere in Gdansk.
Well, it worked.
That's not in
Gdansk. Who knows? English.
Yeah, somewhere in Vladivostok.
We're going to move to a trailer in Gdansk. And who? How does Putin feel about the election? That motherfucker must be happy. Must be thrilled. His nipples must be at full tilt.
America's going to be a part of Soviet bloc 2.0.
Oh, by the way, congratulations to big fat fucking Chris Christie. Congratulations. You're probably not going to go to jail for shutting down a whole fucking bridge.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about
that. He wins. Chris Christie wins.
He was standing on that stage last night when Trump was giving his acceptance speech.
What is that piece of shit?
That fuck was over on the end of the stage. Giuliani, they wheeled that
piece of shit.
The Nosferatu looking motherfucker up there.
Gross.
Kind looking. Nosferatu looks kinder.
Yeah,
I like gentler.
I like Dracula.
And Giuliani.
What's Chris Christie going to do for Trump in the cabinet? What's he going to do?
I don't know. It might be between him and Giuliani for attorney general.
What difference does it make between those two? Who what's it matter?
If he puts Giuliani in, Giuliani is Hermann Göring. I mean, he's Giuliani will want to imprison everybody that is against Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Giuliani is going to fervently fight to go after Hillary Clinton. If these guys are smart and if they hold with tradition, you don't.
Yes.
Not only do you not jail your opponent, but even if there were shenanigans, you fucking pardon them.
Look at pardon.
Just to heal the country. If they drag Hillary in irons.
Yes.
They better be ready for people to want to burn this motherfucker down because that ain't gonna fly.
Yeah, it's not gonna fly. But
so what's gonna happen to all the deplorables when they tell them, well, you know what, we're not gonna charge her with anything?
I tell you what, there better be the same fucking outrage when they start profiling and they start being racist. My God,
start, yeah,
yeah,
stop and frisk. Sorry, black people.
Yeah. What about Ferguson? What about all those guys that died in police custody, unarmed?
There's going to be a lot more. Because that's going to bring law and order.
Oh, yes.
Just pick a few off the street and scare them. Snap their necks, dump them back on the street.
Absolutely.
Maybe we should hang them.
Oh, yeah, why not?
Publicly hang them and let the body rot in the, you know, because that's what banana republics do.
Yeah. I mean...
And the scary part is how many people right now on the other side would say about Hillary Clinton, we should hang her.
If Trump terrifying. Really didn't believe a lot of what he said, I mean, he still has to take responsibility. I guess he doesn't for frothing up these loons.
Right.
Oh, my God. The alt-right in this country. I didn't know that term until
in the world, but. It spread here.
But
we thought,
is in this country, they're everywhere. Yeah.
We hoped maybe we could join our friends to the north and go the other direction. And go progressive. Very progressive.
Right.
But sorry, Canada.
I think
Canada now has the batshit neighbor downstairs.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, man. I think it's gone are the times where you got a racist friend where you're like, oh, okay. He didn't know any better. I'm going to try to be his friend and help him. And maybe I can change his mind. Fuck that. Right. Shut him out. Fuck them.
I don't know. Good news?
Yes.
Joe Arpaio got shoveled into the ash can where he belongs.
Fuck you. Ah, yeah, that's great news. That is good. Fuck him.
There was an upswelling of young Hispanic activists, a lot of high school kids, first-time voters who were like, this can't go on. After 24 years.
But it can.
Well, you know, locally they might have saved themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
Nationally, not so much. Maricopa County, Arizona sheriff was defeated in his bid for a seventh consecutive term. Holy shit.
By a Democrat, Paul Penzone, who is a veteran of the Phoenix Police for 21 years.
Wow, well, that is good news.
Penzone campaigned on a reform agenda.
Oh, okay.
Promising tough law enforcement without racial profiling.
Oh, so just fair law enforcement.
Which is what Joe Arpaio kind of became famous for, as he would ordered his people to pull over anyone brown.
Yes.
Make sure we see their papers.
Man.
And Arpaio is still facing, well, that'll probably get dropped. Arpaio is facing charges, federal charges, on saying fuck you to the court orders that said stop profiling.
Right. God.
But that might go away now.
Absolutely. What's going to happen with all these, remember all these newspapers that were banned from following Trump and his campaign? Are they going to be banned from the fucking White House?
Let it go. Are we going to see more of these Gawker-like lawsuits where the rich and powerful are just going to out-litigate and the press? How dare you print something bad that we said?
How dare you? Yeah, yeah. How dare you report on what we said?
Yeah.
They're not even putting a spin on it. They're just saying what he said. That outraged him.
Yeah. Journalists have got to be fucking terrified right now.
He is a vain, petty little fucking man who has the launch codes, which, whatever.
There we go.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. We've got to get through that. We've got to get through that. So there you go. A little bit, I guess, a little bit of good news out of that.
Yay.
We also had four states that legalized the marijuana.
Thank God.
Well, is it? Because now we've also put in a national set of assholes who are actively anti-marijuana.
Is Pence?
And they could, very well say, well, guess what? We don't recognize your state law.
And we're going to raid all your
We're going to raid everything.
Even California?
Especially California. They hate us.
God. They hate us. And this state's doing well.
Great. Surpluses.
Well, let's put an end to that.
You're right.
Oh, God.
I don't know. It's gaining popularity. It'll be a tough issue for them, I think, because young people are overwhelmingly for at least decriminalization, if not outright legalization. That's going to be a tough one for the mullahs to go after. But stack the Supreme Court, stack federal courts for the rest of our lifetimes, basically.
I'm just thinking about all those angry people we saw at those Trump rallies. Terrifying, dude.
They're in charge.
They're all right. They think they're vindicated. They're right. All those people.
Yeah.
Screaming.
Even though he lost.
Yes.
The popular vote.
Right.
They think that they've got their country back now. And well, they're going to kick out all the brown people.
Oh, my God.
But even if they do, somebody said on the telly this morning, even if they were somehow able to kick out all these people they want.
Yes.
They can't change the demographics. America is browning, whether they want it or not.
Right.
They're going to literally have to start ripping up the Constitution and just deporting citizens who are browner than a Twinkie.
Because if you think about it, Donald Trump's the only GOP candidate that could have been elected. Who else has embraced these fucking racists like he has? Who else has made them feel better about how they feel? He didn't even try to come to the center. That's how you win?
Yeah, well, yeah.
God.
In this time right now, we're definitely in a trough. We're definitely in a trough.
It's just,
I would say things couldn't get worse, but that's not true.
Oh, it could get worse.
Oh, sure.
Well, I mean, he's going to be in charge right now. I mean, we have a couple of months.
If our system survives, we may survive. But I'm not being hyperbolic when I say if the system survives, because the stuff that Trump said when he was coming up, there's a lot of things that are anti-American. After the press.
Yeah.
Thinking he can unilaterally dismiss all the generals. He thinks these people think now we're just going to go back to torture. We're going to start grabbing people and putting things under their fingernails and stuff because, you know, Jesus.
Didn't we hear on the news that somebody, the generals now, they're looking over the Constitution?
That's what, yeah, somebody
to see what they
knows
have
the
to
current
do.
Generals are reading the book or starting to read the handbooks and be like, well, exactly
what do
how can we not listen to what he says?
Yeah, what am I allowed? They don't want to do this stuff.
Hillary said there's no backing out. If he presses the codes, there's 4.5 minutes.
They should have ran a better campaign.
Only he can stop it.
Oh, my God.
If they follow protocol, unless somebody goes treason
and, see,
and says, I'm not doing it.
Right. And this is where it's his temperament, right?
He's got the best temperament, though.
Yeah. I mean, can't you see this guy lose? What? That bombed the shit out of a moment when he said that?
All right.
Fuck them. We got a loose cannon.
Again, hopefully, he really is just an empty gas bag. And all of the shit that he said was just to get elected. And there may be a tiny bit of hope. I don't think, as heinous as Mike Pence is, I don't think Mike Pence is going to lead us to nuclear war. I don't think Mike Pence is going to press the button.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mike Pence is going to be busy going after vaginas here and trying to throw gay people back in prison.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He wants to be able to torture gay people and women and not have the country nuked.
So
what a dick.
Yeah, so we're just going to have to write
there's
it
a
out
guy from
and
Al-
hope the system.
There's
stayed.
A guy from Alabama who's going to be in his cabinet.
No,
you told
Sessions,
me
for Christ's sake.
To
Jeff
do
Sessions.
What? What the fuck is he going to do?
These are all the most heinous members of Congress who have been licking his nether regions since the beginning, his toadies, and now he's going to anoint them with leadership roles. Jeff fucking Sessions is from Alabama. We're going to have one of the craziest Tea Party loons from Alabama in the White House, in the cabinet.
Who's going to be Secretary of State?
Newt.
How do you know? Did he say that?
I don't know.
Did he say that?
Maybe Flynn. How great would that be, that crazy general?
Newt. Newt Gingrich! What?
Somebody else said, I heard a Republican say, well, actually, I think Newt Gingrich would be much better for Secretary of Defense.
What's it matter? What's it fucking matter? I mean, I want to be optimistic. I can't even say it. I almost said pessimistic.
I mean,
I want to go in a bunker. It's covered in cement.
I would say we're still here after the Bush administration, but we're here because of the Bush administration.
We're still
we're in
here.
This predicament because we're in this economic predicament in many ways because of the Bush administration.
Well, because of the Bush administration, there are a lot of people that are not still here, like a bunch of dead Iraqis,
that's
a bunch of American soldiers. We got lied into a fucking war because we let the GOP be in charge. And now we've done it again. We've fucking done it again. We don't know.
If there's an upside, he won't.
What's up his fucking sleeve? Because we found out that when George Bush got elected, what was up his fucking sleeve or Cheney's sleeve is they wanted to go back in Iraq and finish.
Right.
Whatever that fucking means. What does this fuckhead have in mind? Who knows?
I mean, maybe some decent shit will happen. I'm trying to be half glass half full again. But
yeah, me too.
Because now they don't have the number one reason to obstruct everything of a black Kenyan illegitimate president in the White House. So maybe they'll actually work with the Democrats. Work with the Democrats.
Right.
And pass some heinous but not fatal shit.
I don't think the Dems should work with them.
Because now they're not just going to be obstructing because it has black fingerprints on it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like maybe they'll actually do something about immigration besides launch out the illegals that the dummies think is going to make everything perfect again.
I'm speaking from the most vile, darkest part of my humanity right now. But don't you think more than any time ever, this is a time for the Democrats to not be gracious
and to do exactly what those fucking asshole GOP Republican dickheads did. Obstruct.
Well, yeah, I mean,
are you gonna,
I think there's we need to do a lot of that.
Or, I mean, until, do you want a Democrat to sit there and try to confirm some fuckhead?
At least for 2 years.
To SCOTUS?
Well, we're screwed, yeah.
No, okay. but can we
I don't think
can we filibuster? Can we do anything?
Well, but then Mitch the bitch can nuke the filibuster. But do they want to do that? See, the one of the strategies that has been floated is, especially with this Obamacare thing, that the Republicans know that Obamacare has had its problems and that, you know, there are things that they could do to maybe fix it. Of course, they didn't want to because it's got those black fingerprints on it. But there's I just don't see them saying we're killing Obamacare tomorrow and booting 20 million people off of healthcare. I mean, there would be riots in the streets. There would be people burning shit down. So I think they're going to have something in place, which is probably going to keep they might get rid of the mandate where you have to have it, but they may keep the law that says insurance companies have to accept you if you have a precondition, they have to keep you on till you're 26. Right. Those are the things that are very, very popular, even among Republicans. That's the shit that when the dumb Republicans were told item by item, what do you think about this?
They like that.
What do you think about this? I like that. Oh, I like that. I like that. Then you wrap it in a bundle and call it Obamacare. Ah!
Why is Kamala Harris telling me to be positive, by the way? Congrats on your win, but no, fuck off. There's no reason to be positive. Because really, what can the Dems in the House or the Senate do? Nothing.
Obstruct.
But how?
Obstruct. In the Senate, that's all. But if this thing with the filibuster, one way that Mitch can try to save face,
yes,
among the horrific people that just elected Donald Trump president and not cause rioting by kicking millions and millions of people suddenly off of healthcare,
right,
is by not nuking the filibuster.
Yes.
For just regular shit. And letting the Democrats filibuster that Obamacare, because the House will pass it in a microsecond.
Absolutely. They don't care.
They've passed 80 of them already.
They're loons. They know how to do it.
They worked really hard on infrastructure and things like that. So they will, the House will pass it, and then it'll get stuck in the Senate, and then they'll have to fix it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then Mitch will be able to say, the Democrats are obstructing. There's nothing we could do.
Yeah.
And he'll say, we don't want to, he'll try to take the high ground and say, we don't want to nuke the filibuster. So I don't know. I guess we could just hope for moderately sane, horrible conservatives
on
SCOTUS.
I don't know. I don't, you know, because that's the one thing he promised those idiots.
We've got a list we can go to.
A list of horrible people.
I know Mike Lee's on there. That's terrifying
court.
Enough.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, God, why did Hillary run such a bad fucking campaign? Why did all these people not get out and fucking vote?
Many factors. Again, a perfect storm. Just the perfect storm.
I was told Georgia was going to be for Hillary, and it was not.
There was a lot that we were told were supposed to be for Hillary. That was the firewall was Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania. She lost Ohio. She lost Pennsylvania. I think she lost Wisconsin. I didn't look at the final maps and everything, but
just thinking back, fuck, through the primary and everything, and CNN, MSNBC, fucking Jimmy Fallon, all these fuckers made Trump look like a normal person and not a fucking agent of the alt-right, which he fucking is. It's disgusting. Shame on all of you. Honestly. You got a piece of shit elected. Congrats.
So California, Florida, Arkansas, North Dakota.
Yeah.
Or California legalized it. And marijuana, and Florida, Arkansas, North Dakota voted to allow medical marijuana.
God.
So medical marijuana in Florida.
That's great, man.
I don't know under what capacity, though, if it's
more onerous
than here.
Which probably
it's not hard to be.
Those fucking assholes.
So, yeah, a little bit of good news. You know, when you're letting the people decide right now, a lot of these initiatives, shit's happening. There were, I think, I want to say, I thought I had pulled the story, but I can't find it. But I want to say three or four places that voted to raise their minimum wage.
Oh, that's great. Here
we go. But again, this is where we start. We're going to start to see the true colors of these assholes. These let the states decide assholes are going to be, well, unless we don't like what that decision is.
Yeah, absolutely, suddenly. Man. God, I feel like such a little fucking idiot.
They're going to turn into, suddenly they're going to be federalists when they decide on marijuana and they decide to come after marijuana or they come after gay marriage or come after, even if they flip Roe and they decide to allow states to do it. Obviously, there's going to be states that allow it and states that don't. You mean to tell me these people aren't going to try in the House at a national level to outlaw all abortions?
Oh, my God.
You don't think that's not going to happen? Of course that's going to happen. Small government, though. I think the states should decide. Trump said that during the election.
Damn it.
On a bunch of shit. I think the states should decide. I think even might have even said that about marijuana. I mean, could be wrong.
I mean, you know, I remember sitting here listening to Bernie at the DNC and thinking, God, it's so great what he's doing. He's going to move Hillary's platform left, and that'll help her get elected.
Right.
Boy.
And he did.
Was I wrong?
And
it doesn't matter.
We were hoping she would have got in and that Bernie and Elizabeth Warren, people like that, would hold her knockers to the fire. And make sure she stuck by what she had promised. And now, fucked.
Now
not only will we not make gains.
Oh, that shit's gone.
We're going backwards.
Think about it. If you're making minimum wage under the Hillary thing, you'd be making more money. It would get raised. But fuck that now. Fuck it.
Maybe.
Well, there'd be more of a possibility. At least it's in their fucking platform. At least Bernie would have shamed her into doing it.
Arizona, Colorado, Maine, Washington approved ballot measures that will raise the state minimum wages between 43% to 60%, depending on the state, over the next few years.
Yeah, that's good.
Washington's current $9.47 minimum wage will be raised to $13.50, which is also horrible.
Yeah.
Even though Seattle has already approved $15 minimum wage. But Republicans, in the states that they own,
right,
are passing laws that, you know, because small government
can get you out of that.
They're passing laws that say cities can't change the minimum wage.
Fuck you. We're going to have slave labor. Maybe they're going to bring back slaves.
Yeah.
Bring back slaves.
Or maybe we'll all have state managers like in Michigan.
Oh,
maybe they'll
God.
Decide, well, you know, I don't like how California is all liberal and making all those profits and making all those budget surpluses and everything. We're going to take that over and install a
fuck. It's hard to, you know,
that's where we, you know, maybe we like our Second Amendment now.
What? Oh shit. Oh man.
Maybe the liberals, they also the idiots also underestimate the fact that there's a lot of sane people out there with guns who don't mind background checks and who voted for background checks who have a lot of guns.
Right.
And will aim for the whites of their hoods if they come for us. So
I don't know. We fucked up. I think I'm just trying to think about
this is a decades long fuck up.
What the libs did that was wrong, and it was running Hillary. I hate to admit it. I really hate to admit it because there's a lot of things about her I like.
But
we fucked
once
up.
Once she was run, we had no other choice.
Yeah, that's true.
Once she got through, voting Jill Stein did not help the cause. Voting for Ron Johnson did not help the cause. Gary Johnson. Voting for Vermin Supreme did not help the cause.
I mean,
go forward.
It's and it's insane we had a populist candidate.
And could deal a potentially fatal blow to our republic if things go really tits up.
We had a populist candidate that everybody liked. Everybody loved this guy. He had great ideas. He was doing the Hopi Changey thing that Obama did. And we said no because it's Hillary's turn. That is making me nuts right now. And it's one making me insane.
He also, I was listening to Majority Report, and they were pointing out that he started late, too. You know, she was kind of in it months before Bernie officially got in it. Remember, it was all over the internet. Bernie run, Bernie run, Bernie run. And he was giving speeches.
Right.
And he was kind of pretending, but not putting together any kind of an infrastructure. And he kind of started out to be a shiv in her labia to kind of poke her and prod her
right
to the left. Like, he didn't think he had a fucking chance in hell of winning at the beginning.
Yes.
And it wasn't until a little bit later in the process that it was like, oh my God, I could maybe win this. Then he started raising money. Then he started getting infrastructure. Then, you know, so by that time, already the full force of the DNC was behind Hillary.
Debbie Wasserman.
Plus, there was the bullshit. I'm not saying they didn't. They absolutely put the thumbs on the scales for Hillary. Yeah. But at that point, they felt, they wrongly, maybe, we don't know, felt that she was the better candidate than Bernie. They thought that Bernie would have gotten shredded on the whole socialist thing, on the whole Jew thing.
You know,
people might not be ready for that.
That's true. It's like,
and after yesterday's vote, people may not have been ready for a Jew president.
God damn it. You know, man, it's like in it when you watch a
Jewish. I sound like them. A Jew president president.
You don't sound like them. You know, it's like the Baltimore Orioles. They have this amazing closer shutdown dude. Hadn't allowed to run in a zillion innings, Zach Britton. But he always goes in the ninth. And the Orioles, they were in a one-game playoff, and they brought in a reliever in the fifth inning, and they should have brought in their shutdown guy. But just because it was the fifth inning, they brought in the fifth inning guy, and they lost. And I know it's an odd analogy, but that's how I feel with Hillary. It's like, I don't know. It's like, it was her time, and that's why she ran. It was her fucking turn, and that became bigger than the cause of not electing this fuckhead.
Oh, my.
But the media, did you fucking assholes, did you really have to make this guy so human, this racist, this fucking sexist? Did they really have to work so hard? Did Joe Scarborough at fucking MSNBC have to break his back so hard to make Donald Trump appear likable, to treat him like a human? Did they have to do that? My God. Did Jimmy Fallon really, did you really have to have him on your fucking show and play with his fucking hair, you fucking asshole? I'm losing my mind. I don't know. Is it necessary? God.
Apparently, some of the supporters throughout the night of Donald J. Trump have been celebrating in true Saddam Hussein form.
Oh, yes.
And shooting their guns up into the air.
Why the
whatever.
Fuck not? They've got a license from their guy to behave like a dick.
There have been reports. One guy actually tweeted out, I think it's time to wake up all the neighbors with a few hundred gunshots in the air. # make America great again.
Oh, fuck me.
Another person said, my granddad's so happy Trump is winning. He just went outside and shot his gun into the air.
That's our world. That's our world. These guys that shoot bullets in the air are emboldened. This is how normal people behave.
This person said, okay, I just heard a gunshot. Honestly, I'm terrified.
Of course.
Another person says, oh, that was a gunshot or a backfire, although I'm pretty sure it was a gunshot.
What's our fucking problem?
This guy says the Yahoos are out shooting their guns into the air. Obviously, Fox News just called it for Trump. And this person from Florida tweeted out, so my neighbors are shooting off guns to celebrate Florida voting for Trump.
Oh, my God.
Dogs are going nuts in the neighborhood.
Of course.
Kids are waking up. This is, apostrophe, America. Woohoo!
It is, man.
The white jihadi have won.
What? Didn't we?
Didn't we elect Obama last time? What in the fuck happened, man?
Blacklash.
Is that what happened?
White lash, blacklash?
That must be it, right?
They lost their minds. They're no longer could they look to their leader and say, wow, that's somebody like me. And it drove them crazy.
But don't they think somebody like Obama is better for them as a president than Trump?
What? Where have you been?
I know. I don't know. My head's been shoved up my fucking ass. I guess I'm an idiot. I took a Lyft the other day. I told you I fucking got in a car with someone in the middle of a Lyft line. There's somebody else in there. A conversation between the driver and this other passenger about how they're worried. I admonished them. I was like, don't be ridiculous. There's no fucking way he's getting elected. Are you out of your fucking mind? I actually said that.
We were all baffled by it. We were fleeced by bad polling.
I am stupid.
And, by the whole process. Fucked by the process. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, this Wednesday, this venting Wednesday.
Right.
But we're probably not going to go anywhere if we can avoid it.
What do you mean?
Crab diving.
Go anywhere.
We're going to keep screaming into our microphones.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. By the way, the old crab diving, that was pre-Trump. That was a nicer show.
Oh, boy.
That was a nicer show. This is the not nice show. Fuck this.
Crab diving 2.0.
Yeah, we're back. We're fucking pissed. We're pissed. Aren't you pissed?
Yeah.
Of course you're pissed.
Yeah, and we have to protect our rights, and we really got to protect brown people, and
absolutely.
We got to protect gay people, and we got to protect Muslims.
You hear your fucking friends saying racist shit. You don't. You call them out on it. You can't be nice anymore.
Stop being their
friends. Fuck that. Stop being their friends and tell them they're fucking wrong.
Yeah, marginalize these people that don't allow the racism and that shit to.
I got
to
tell you
fly.
Something, man. You know, I do this. A comedy show, and I see comics all the time, these fucking white piece of shit comics. They drop the N-word, they say the F-word for gay people and all this other shit. You know, of course, if I'm hosting the show, I take them to task, and I admonish them on stage for saying it, and I just don't book them anymore. But I don't go up and get in their face and say, hey, I hate what you said. No, that's over. Fuck this. We can't allow other white people to be racist. It's killing our country. Our politeness about that is killing us. I mean, don't you feel like we had so much opportunity, everybody did, to say, hey, look, this guy running for president is a white fucking supremacist. He is a racist. He is a darling of the Klan.
We did say this. And the HuffPo ran a footer,
right.
which, by the way, they've announced they're going to remove. They're going to give Trump a clean slate.
Why?
Since he was elected by the people. So the HuffPo says we're going to give Trump a clean slate.
Disagree. This.
Maybe they're worried he's going to sue him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'd be worried, too.
And shut him down. And find some Republican judge that'll sign off on it.
God damn it. God, I really did. I mean, I.
And let's not forget.
Right wing and bitter, clean, proud clingers of our guns, our God, our religions, and our Constitution. Tell us that we're not red enough. Yeah, coming from the establishment, right. And
Secretary of Education, what do you think?
Oh.
No more pussyfooting around.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, man.
I mean, we're going to have great material for the show until they put us in the gulag. Until we're labeled a subversive and they use that Patriot Act to start locking up journalists and shit, which is not out of the realm of possibilities.
You know what makes me mad, too? I think about all the cynical shit you see online and social fucking media and people saying, oh, you're just trying to be hashtag SJW?
Social justice warrior?
Oh, why? Because you don't want to say the N-word? Or I want to call you out for saying it? How's that a pejorative? A social justice warrior?
God. Well, liberal.
God, how is that a pejorative?
In this country, the word liberal became equivalent with child molester to some of these people. Thanks, Reagan. That's what it started with.
Yeah.
Liberals and progressives.
What did you call Trump? You had a great line about Trump yesterday. I don't know if you did you twat it out or you said it. Something about Reagan. He's like a what Reagan? You call Trump a something blank Reagan.
A dumber.
A dumber Reagan.
Yeah. We're getting a dumber Reagan.
Nah.
We're getting a macho suit.
Great.
That's what they put into office in 1980. He was going to basically make America great again. He might as well have said that.
Can you imagine a guy who's so insecure he has to talk about his dick?
But Reagan was in favor of the separation of church and state.
Yeah.
Reagan didn't have to flip-flop and lie and fire up all the extremists to win. They didn't like those evangelicals. He started kind of embracing the Jerry Falwells and that shit. That's where that shit started. But before that, it wasn't...
Reagan
was it Adlai Stevenson? Who was the real conservative
who
said, we can't let these preachers take over the party. If we do, we're screwed. They're gonna turn it into fascism.
Shit.
Republican. Conservative said that in the 60s, late 60s, I think. He said, I hate these damn preachers.
We're in this fucking liberal bubble, man, where we don't like... I guess I'm out of touch. I'm out of touch. I mean, I'm sitting in here in fucking Los Angeles, and I'm shocked by how powerful.
Look at the map.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Dots of blue and giant swaths of red. Now, granted, you know, there's 8 people in Montana, bless them, and 8 people in South Dakota, and 8 people. There's a lot of empty space. That when you put it on the map as a color of how the state goes, it looks like the vast majority geographically of the country is Republican. But Hillary Clinton won the popular vote.
Right.
So that doesn't... The amount of geography that looks red doesn't equate to... the amount of actual votes. That has nothing to do with it.
Right. When are we going to start hearing? Because this is what you'll say. Well, hey, Hillary won the popular vote. How do you know?
Oh, they're going to say,
What about voter fraud?
She cheated her way to that one. It doesn't matter.
I'm just so shocked, man. I don't know.
I mean, I guess we can see what the headlines are.
Can you believe this?
I don't want to see what the Drudge Report headline is crowing over there.
Can I ask you a question real quick? Because yesterday when we were doing our coverage of the election,
yes.
What was your, was there a time before you actually said it out loud when you were looking at the numbers rolling in where you're thinking, it's done? Was there a moment in your mind when you looked at that map?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah.
When she lost Florida.
Kind of. And then... seeing Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin pink deep into the night.
Could you not believe it at first?
And Virginia was in play.
Yeah.
Virginia, she was supposed to be up bigly.
What the fuck happened?
That's her running mate's state, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't that Tim Kaine's state? She was supposed to be way up there. She ended up getting it by a sea hair.
God damn it.
Overall... again, a perfect storm. Overall, I don't get. Turnout was down.
I don't get that either. That's disgusting. You must be shitting me.
Turnout was down. So
turnout was down.
We're disillusioned by the whole process. There may have been a lot of people who were like, I can't support either of these people. Fuck it. They're culpable, too, for helping enable whatever shitstorm comes from Trump. And trust me, I hope to hell... that he makes America great again. If he somehow fixes the economy, it ain't going to happen. None of us would be happier. I don't see it happening. It just isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
We do want him to succeed, not at the expense of our gay brethren, not at the expense
of, course not.
Of our LGBT or of our brown brethren, not at the expense of anybody.
You know what worries me? The farther and farther we get away from this election, we get into his... Oh, I'm going to throw up on my mouth. It's the Trump presidency. Mm-mm-mm. We are going to forget that he got in office because he sucked the dick of the alt-right. And because of that, that's who the fuck he is. He is an agent of the alt-right. He's anti-Semitic. He's racist. He is deplorable.
Friend of the show just sent us a message, says it's a tweet. that somebody that she shared with us, not hers, that somebody
oh,
else.
Oh, yes.
It says, our next vice president believes we should defund HIV research.
Oh, great.
And use money to fund gay conversion therapy.
So fucking stupid.
Let that sink in.
See, that's
defund
insane.
HIV research and funnel the money to gay conversion therapy.
We, you know, it wasn't it South Carolina? We did a story a long time ago about someone who came out, who went through one of these fucked up gay conversion therapy sessions, and he talked about what actually happens in that. He was beaten.
Yeah.
He was beaten by people in his church to beat the gay out of
him. Sure.
That doesn't sound like praying the gay out of him.
Right.
Beating him.
I'm going to suck the gay out of you. This isn't gay because I'm helping you. Jesus, the way Jesus would.
Mike Pence is against gay people and he's violent.
Well, we're gonna gird our loins. Like I said, we got it literally. The women got to gird their loins. This man wants no exception for rape or incest, I believe.
Damn, we don't have to be nice to these people.
That's our vice president.
We don't have to be nice to these people, and the Dems don't have to work with these people. Because this is fucked up. This is even different than George Bush and Dick Cheney. Yes, evil, liars, dickheads. These people are racist. These people don't see many people in this country as people. How do we square that?
Right.
What are we supposed to fucking do? I don't even know. I don't know the answer to that.
Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan are saying,
fuck them.
Obamacare repeal is a high priority.
Oh, fuck you guys. Fucking assholes.
When they're asked what, how do you keep millions of people from losing their health care? No one seems to have any answers for that.
They don't have a plan. They don't know. We couldn't beat these fuckheads. The Dems couldn't beat these people. I'm out of my mind. I'm out of my fucking mind. Just think about all the great liberals we have. Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, Bernie.
Who could have had Senate chairmanships if we
yes.
would have taken the
Senate. Oh, my God. What does Elizabeth Warren do now?
Swims upstream.
He called her Pocahontas.
Well, right.
He called her
yeah.
Pocahontas.
They're going to try to... Look at the shenanigans. You don't think that Steve Bannon and them are going to be using hackers and Russian hackers
who knows?
To go after their political enemies?
Yeah.
After the election?
They're going to want to pound the fucking flesh, aren't they?
We're going to turn into Russia. They're going to be turning the full force of the American system against their political opponent.
You think Trump is going to...
Potentially, we could...
Is he out for revenge?
That's where the Republic goes bye-bye, huh?
Is he going to be spiteful? Is Trump going to be out for revenge for the people that didn't support him and that were against him?
That's in his wheelhouse.
What's he going to do? Well, how's he going to come after Elizabeth Warren? She was brutal to him.
And will continue to be. But, like I said, they'll break into her emails. They'll do something untoward. I don't see. They did.
That guy was at a Trump rally and introduced Donald, right? And before he did, they said something about Elizabeth Warren and did the for the thing.
Oh, God, yeah.
That's his party, man. That's who's in charge.
Mitch McConnell at a press conference was asked about if they intended to move on the Affordable Care Act right away. McConnell said, it's a pretty high item on the agenda. I would be shocked if we'd not move forward to keep our commitment to the American people.
Oh, my God. How's that a commitment to the American people to take away their fucking health care? That doesn't make any goddamn sense.
We still don't have any replace.
Yeah. They don't like it because a black person thought of it.
If they do some kind of a repeal and replace, they say it could actually benefit some people. Young people in good health would probably end up with cheaper coverage because, you know, they're going to go there. The Republicans are going to allow those shitty policies again.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
You pay money and then you think you have insurance. And when you actually go to use it, they say, well, you have a $50,000 deductible. And then after $50,000, they say, well, you only have a $52,000 ceiling, so, or a $2,000 ceiling.
Right.
That's one of the things the Affordable Care Act did, was it got yes. rid of those predatory kind of policies that were out there that were just shit. They were just moneymakers for the insurance industry, fleeced people into thinking they had some kind of health care. Well, if I get hit by a truck, but then you look at the numbers, you're still paying the vast majority of these ridiculous bills, and you get a few hundred bucks off of the money that you put in.
You know,
it's,
man,
ridiculous. That's going to come back probably.
Right. And I, you know, we're talking about all this shit, and we're talking about a bunch of domestic shit, and every once in a while my mind wanders into, like, what's he going to do with Syria? What's his fucking plan? That is fucking chilling. That's not cool. I don't know. I can't talk about, what's he going to do? Bomb someone? Does he even fucking know? Does anyone know that works for him? Does anyone have an idea?
Well, right now they're taking Mosul and they're starting to move on Raqqa. So that'll probably wrap up right around that time. So he'll claim victory.
Okay.
He'll claim, look, we killed ISIS.
God, it's like you're dealing with somebody who's so unhinged.
That's what Reagan did, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The hostages got out the day Reagan. Yeah.
Man, I tell you. Okay, well, that's fine. Whatever. To think that the bar is going to be so low with this twunt that whatever he does that doesn't set our country on fire, we're going to be fine with. We're going to be fine with it.
I mean, I guess we have to be, right?
Oh, it's so fucked up. I don't know what to say.
We don't have an alternative.
No.
We're stuck with it.
We're stuck with this. Jesus Christ. I mean,
God, we never even got to the headlines. Let's just for laughs see what the headlines are.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, November 9th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
Are your headlines. Over at the, I don't know, what, soon to be out of business? Pinko Liberal. Huffington Post.
Fuck you.
Surely to be sued soon.
Oh, yes. Why not?
American democracy, in quotes, Hillary got more votes. So there we have it. They're saying that Donald Trump will be the next president, but it's clear that Hillary Clinton got more votes. So for the second time in 16 years, Democrats have lost the White House despite winning more votes.
Damn it, man. Oh, God. I don't know.
And let's imagine for a half second had it gone the other way.
Oh,
like we're rolling over and taking
God.
It again.
Yes, absolutely.
We're rolling over and saying, well, you know, this is kind of some bullshit, but kumbaya. So we're going to accept the fact that even though more people voted in this country to not have Donald Trump, we're going to accept the fact that this ridiculous electoral college system of ours.
And fuck everyone, by the way. Fuck everyone.
But imagine had it been the other way around.
Oh,
imagine Hillary won.
God.
The Electoral College, but not the popular vote.
Ooh.
We'd be buying Kevlar. Yeah.
Barricading.
Seriously.
We don't know what these loons would do. God, they're so, you know what? These fucking right wing nut jobs, guys are so lucky that yeah, we're angry and shit, but we're not violent. We're not violent. We're not racist like you are. And we're not stupid.
Right. Oh. Well, let's prepare. Let's go over to the Drudge Report.
Oh, fuck Matt Drudge.
See what the dance is over there.
Fuck
it's a
these
copy
assholes.
Of Time Magazine's cover. It says
Blech.
Donald Trump, president-elect.
Blech.
Globalist despair is the headline
over
there.
Oh, my God. That's what they're saying? The globalists are despairing?
It leads to a Reuters story. Reuters UK, where the headline says disbelief and questions at United Nations after Trump victory.
And by the way, is Trump accepting the election results? Because I thought the whole system was rigged.
the election of Donald Trump as the next U.S. president was met with disbelief and despondency on Wednesday among some United Nations officials and diplomats amid uncertainty surrounding his foreign policy and likely engagement with the world body. You notice yes. in his... How sad is it that this even had to be said in his surprisingly not crazy acceptance speech? But he said something to the effect of, I want everybody around the world to know it's going to be all right. We're going to work together. We're going to make great deals together. It's all going to be good. He was basically, I think, probably to save his own and his own rich fucking cronies' asses, because they're all their money's in the markets, right?
Yes.
And in banking.
Right.
He didn't want all the markets to completely tank.
But they are,
so
right?
So he went out and said, it's going to be all right. Don't worry. He's basically saying to NATO, don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry the rest of the world. I'm not that crazy.
Is that but how is he going to get reelected again if he's not that crazy? I mean, how is the alt-right going to come out for him again
but
if he
how
doesn't
shitty
follow through?
The situation that has to be
oh,
said.
Oh, yeah. That's disgusting,
we've elected
dude.
Somebody who basically had to tell the rest of the world, don't worry, I'm not nuts.
Oh, my God. It's so true. Are the markets volatile, though?
Yeah, the markets worldwide plummeted. I don't know how they... You know, but with the Brexit, though, it was kind of the same thing. The
Brexit.
It kind of plummeted and then came back up. So
yeah.
Who knows? Who knows what's going on? Actually, the markets here don't seem to be down at all today.
Yeah.
In fact, they're up.
So are we wrong? Is 1%. He the best thing? Maybe he's the best thing ever. Maybe I'm an idiot. Maybe he's the best president we're ever going to have.
I hope he is.
Oh, my God.
I'm not optimistic, but it would be great. He's not going to be great for civil rights.
Do you ever sleep so hard and so soundly that you wake up and whatever you were dreaming, like it's you have to shake it off because it just seems so fucking real?
That's the next 4 years.
Is there any chance that that's what we're experiencing? Are we really awake?
Yeah, it happened.
Here,
it happened, sadly.
Yeah. Somebody stick me with something.
Got a few more minutes here for the big show this Wednesday. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, if you're going to buy anything on the internet, we don't pummel you with any advertisements or shit like that. But if you want to help us out here, help us keep the man the barricades... Keep the microphones going. You can buy shit through Amazon. It doesn't actually cost you anything. Just whatever you buy, we get a commission. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
We got to move to it. Maybe we need to live on a boat, like a houseboat, so we can always be moving our base of operations.
6 miles out.
Yes.
International,
oh, my God.
International waters.
We're
around,
living in the water,
miles.
Man, and storms and sharks. Oh, God. It's all nightmarish.
You know, the official... Canadian how Hoser. To move to Canada website.
Yes. Oh, it went kaput.
Went kaput overnight.
Yeah. They don't want us. Why would Canada want us? Why
no,
would they?
No, no, they want a wall.
Yeah, of course they do. Everybody wants a wall.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, actually, yeah. Mexico might pay for the wall because they hate us so much.
Right.
I never thought about it like that.
Yeah, America just handed the senile old uncle a loaded hair trigger. 38.
There you go. Here you go. Here's a military. Yeah. Do whatever the fuck you want. What do you think he's going to do with like secret little covert ops and shit like that?
Talk about them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right. That's a good way to think about that.
Who knows? Who knows? I don't know. Maybe it won't be as bad as we think. I mean... You know, prepare for the worst, but don't anticipate it. Don't expect
right.
it.
Just,
you know what I mean? Like,
right. I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
We should.
How else can you function?
We should worry about brown shirts at some level because there's a lot of emboldened
racist,
horrible, horrible hate groups right now. And you could see it spiraling. I mean, if Trump's response to Black Lives Matter is let's send in tanks with militarized cops and
right
and quash that immediately, things are going to get worse and things are going to get escalated. And then they'll have to justify more violence
right.
and stuff like that. And that's where we do get a little fascisty. So I don't know. We just gotta hope that there's still a few sane people left.
I can't believe it.
And a few of these Republicans who held their nose and voted Trump, or the few that actually opposed him, if they could stay around, maybe they'll somehow keep it from going completely tits up.
He'll be the hardest on them, right?
If the worst we get out, or the best, yeah, I guess, if the worst we get out of it is, you know, a lot of Republican policies enacted for the next 4 years, well, we can unenact them, hopefully, after that, dependent on not have to be reliable on a crazy SCOTUS, which we're going to be stuck with.
Gotta imagine.
For a few decades.
Imagine Alex Jones, Rush Limbaugh, Jim Baker, Pat Robertson today.
Yeah.
They must be so fucking happy.
Right.
Those little dickheads.
Gay people will, they're probably going to work on those. I don't think they'll repeal gay marriage.
They can't.
But I think they will pass laws where you don't have to perform. They'll say you don't have to bake cake. You can hang up a no faggots allowed sign. That absolutely will happen.
What about what's her face? Kim Davis with Mike Huckabee.
Yeah. That thing.
Kim Davis. Right. She's proved right.
Right. I don't think they'll be able to. They'll have to accommodate people in those levels. They won't be able to say, as a county, we're not going to issue gay marriages. They can't do that. That just won't happen. Alabama cannot, despite what has happened, unless they somehow overturn it through the Supreme Court or whatever. But right now, Alabama will not be able to say, we've decided we're not going to recognize gay marriages. They just can't. Has to be a constitutional right. amendment.
Do you remember the inauguration of George Bush when Bill Clinton was there and he handed over the keys to the kingdom to Bush, and him and his daddy, Bush Sr., they were both wearing those cowboy hats? And I remember thinking, oh, this sucks. Yeah. Oh, God, dude. It's going to be worse. It's like if your parents were driving you to school, but it wasn't a school. Instead, they were dropping you off at, like, the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
And Obama's like, have fun. I did the best I could. This is your daddy now. Here's your new daddy. Ah. Ugh.
And we're going to have to be more vigilant about this religious right. They're emboldened by this.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I think there's enough people out there who don't care either way, but will fall on the side of their Lord. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're not.
Oh, yeah.
They might not be virulently anti-gay, but, you know.
But Jesus.
If the law goes that way, they'd be okay with it.
God. Shove your sky god up your fucking ass.
Theodore Shubat celebrating.
Oh.
Saying he's praying that God will guide President Trump to, quote, enact laws that will put sodomites to death. There you go.
But that's the rhetoric.
There you go.
That's the rhetoric that the orange fuckface fosters, right? Shit.
Shubat's like, great. Now we're hoping that God will guide President Trump to start killing gay people.
We got to be better than this, but we aren't.
That's who we just
But we're not
it.
Better.
Yeah, it's going to be rough. A rough few years, ladies and gentlemen, but we're going to be here screaming and yelling about it for as long as we can.
Sucks.
Join us every weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 out on the Eastern Type Coast. And then we're on iTunes. Then we're on Stitcher.
Yay.
Then we're at crabdiving.com. Spread the crabs. Like I said, until and unless they start squelching dissent, not out of the realm of possibilities.
No, of course not. God.
Then we're going to keep doing what we can here and fighting the good fight. I think that's probably about it for today.
Shell-shocked.
Hopefully tomorrow.
Stymied.
We'll get a little bit more back on track. And as we insert the increasingly larger butt plugs to take the reaming we're going to get starting January 20th.
I was going to say, when does he start?
January 20th.
What do you think he's going to do the first day? Deport everyone brown? Build a wall?
I don't know. He said he was going to do a lot of things. He's going to rip up that Iran deal. Oh, yeah, here we go. We're gonna start a war with Iran now. Also, I forgot.
Oh, my God.
Because he's going to rip up that Iran deal.
That's what they want, right? That's what they want. It's the
worst deal I've ever seen in my life.
Is he a little fucking agent of the military-industrial complex? Does he want to get the war machine going? Let's make some fucking money.
Kind of, yeah.
We let it happen again.
Sure.
Oh, God.
We're going to be back tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll have the tech problems ironed out, and we'll be streaming to you live, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern, like I said. Thanks for joining us this lovely day. Stay strong. We're gonna slog through this together. Maybe we'll end up skewered on the barricades. I don't know.
Ouch.
Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy.
Oh, yes.
Somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, @RatedRComedy, his Instagram, @RatedRComedy, his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram, @ViLExperience, oh so freaking Vile.
We're back shining the light on the bullshit tomorrow.
Fuck this. Goodbye.
Viva la resistance. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.